This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You're going to hear now a sermon I preached just this last weekend at Island Community Church. Island is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We're a small Southern Baptist church. You are invited. We'd love to see you, welcome you with open arms. We invite you to come and worship with us. Again, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. This coming weekend, my sermon is entitled The Fullness of the Gentiles. You'll hear that on the radio here as well. If you're committed to another church, you'll hear that here coming up on the radio. I envision over heaven a sign that says maximum capacity and then dot, dot, dot. There's a number known only to God what that number is. My fear is we're getting close to hitting that number. And that will be my sermon this Sunday here coming up. Now, today and for the rest of this week, you're going to hear what I preached this last week. A new title I have for this is Demons in Disguise. Originally, I called it The Transformers, taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, that says, "For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness." Do you know your neighbor? Who it is sitting right next to you? The Bible teaches, as well as Matthew chapter 13, that the enemy comes in and sows tares right alongside the wheat. That's what we're looking at here today and the rest of this week. Now enjoy part one of this message, Demons in Disguise.
Now, I preached this a couple years ago, but it's a lot different then than it is now. I entitled this The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Or another title for this message is The Transformers. Ever seen that show before? We've got some youth here today. Remember the movie The Transformers? There used to be a TV show back when I was a kid that was called The Transformers. And the theme song went, "Transformers, more than meets the eye." I think about that, Transformers, more than meets the eye. And then another lyric from that was Transformers, Robots in Disguise. I see some smiles, some people remember that from nigh on 30 years ago. Strangely enough, that's kind of biblical in its own right. Did you know that? Scripture reference for this message is 2 Corinthians chapter 11. It's on the handout. On the handout I've got starting in verse 13, but let me start reading it in verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12. I'm reading out of a combination today of King James and New King James. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12. It says, "What I do, I will continue to do so that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast." Then it says in verse 13, "For such." Now Paul is setting a precedent for those people that cause trouble in the church. That's who he's talking about. Those that cause trouble in the church. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers. Now get this. Transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. How well do you know your neighbor? How well do you know your neighbor, you know? I mean, this guy here, his name is Esposito, same as me. I mean, how well do you know your neighbor? This is what Paul warned. Whenever you run into trouble in the church, he says, beware. False apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no wonder. In other words, why should this surprise you? No wonder, for Satan himself transforms or is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Have you ever heard the expression before, a demon in disguise? Well, believe it or not, that's biblical. Transformers, more than meets the eye. Now that reminds me of another old movie favorite of mine. See, I hate to admit here in public, I like the old black and white horror movies. I mean, I grew up in New Jersey, late 60s. Saturday night at 8 o'clock was something that was called Creature Feature. They were kind of harmless in their own right, not like today's, you know? I mean, my all-time favorite heroes are Boris Karloff and Lon Chaney. I mean, I grew up with these. I mean, fun on Saturday night was the creature from the Black Lagoon. Anyone know what I mean? Well, there used to be this movie, there is still a movie, back in 1950-something with Kevin McCarthy, and it's called The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Redone with Donald Sutherland back in 1978 as well, but the original was an old black and white classic. Funny enough, even that's biblical. Kind of, sort of. Turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 13, starting in verse 24. More on that coming up. Matthew chapter 13, starting in verse 24. Starts with the phrase, the kingdom of heaven is like. Imagine that. What's the kingdom of heaven like, Lord? Now this is the kingdom of heaven prior to cleaning house. Okay? The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. All right, stop right there. That's like, I mean, this church right here is a church plant. There's still some people here that were here when this church started. It's like a church plant. You take a church here and you got 10 original people, sold out believers in Jesus Christ. I'm just taking a number, all right? You got a church plant here, you got 10 people. Then the 10 people go home and sleep, and then the next day, there's a knock on your front door and people come in and say, you know, I heard you're starting a church. We want to come help. That's what this is talking about here. While men slept, the enemy came, sowed tares, and went his way. While men slept, his enemy came, sowed tares among the wheat, went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced the crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? And he said to them, an enemy has done this. Enemies. Actually, two Greek words. ekthros anthropos. Anthropos means what? Anthropology, the study of what? Man. Ekthros means hostile. He says, a hostile man has done this. Sort of like this fool that went into this church in South Carolina and was shooting people up the other day. Enemy comes, sows tares. A hostile man has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us to go and gather them up? But he said to them, no. Lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at that time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. All right, tare. Tare is the Greek word zizania. We in English call it weed. Only one difference, and a big one at that. It's lost in translation. A tare looks exactly like a wheat. Tare looks exactly like wheat. I said, tare looks exactly the same like wheat. Especially if you don't know what you're looking for. I also read a tare right before harvest time is when you'll know it. In other words, that's when his true colors appear. I read this commentary one day. This was written by a Greek professor in an old interlinear Bible of mine. This is what he said. Quote, he says, a tare is a plant that bears a striking resemblance to wheat, the scholar went on to say. In passing through the country of the ancient Philistines one day, I asked the guide, a native Syrian, if he knew of a plant that was apt to make its appearance among wheat, and which resembled it so much that it could hardly be distinguished from it. He replied it was very common, and that he would show me a specimen of it. Soon after this, he pointed out to me some of this grass growing near our path. And afterwards, now hear this, having once seen it, I found it in almost every field that I searched for it. Interesting, isn't it? The tare or the weed looks exactly like wheat. And this is the picture of the kingdom of heaven today. Right here and in this church and in Brevard County, in the USA, and in the world, at least until some weeding is done in the kingdom.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
For the day, before the light, before the world revolved around the sun, God on high stepped down into time and wrote the story of his love for everyone.